The National Coordinator of the National Disaster Management Organization, Kofi Portofi, says his organization is working closely with the health authorities in preparing against any case of Ebola outbreak. He has also called for the intensification of checks at the ports and borders of the country to prevent the disease from entering the country. Mr. Portofi spoke in Accra on the commemoration of International Disaster Reduction Day, which is today.
The coordination for response is government's responsibility. And so, management, case management, surveillance, and search, detection, and surveillance, and travelers who come in is the responsibility of the Port Health Authority. And the Minister of Health itself has been building golden days, you know, in Tema, in Ashanti, and in Tamale. And our coordination committee has asked that it should increase the number to about 70 or 30 on TV. So if at the airport you went into that room and there was nobody there, it's unfortunate. But that's clearly the responsibility of the Port Health today, and we have to follow up and find out exactly what happened. It's not that no job, it's not that no fault. Now, as we define clearly the rules in terms of coordination for the various agents, that's what I'm saying. For the management and screening that happens at the port, as people arrive, is the responsibility of the port health people. So not me, we coordinate if they need support and assistance, we mobilize for them. But I don't think a medical officer at the port to be part of the screening at all. Because this is a specialized area for health people. The fact that our traditional system may be breaking down. Our communal, you know, systems, where we take care of our oldies ourselves, where we care for the young ourselves, where the families take care of our people and protect them and support them. It means that it is good, and that is why it's important for this thing, for this year. So that as nation, we should begin to focus on it. We should begin to join home the importance of protecting the aged.
That was the National Coordinator of the National Disaster Management Organization for Development.
And for the community volunteer groups, that also involve the elderly, the senior citizens. So the senior citizens can contribute their quota, their knowledge, which when we talk about this year's celebration, their resilience. Because they have been through, they have been experiencing disaster throughout their lives. And they know how the disasters happen. Now there are a lot of experience that they have. They have throughout their upbringing. Disasters have been with us for a very long time. Unfortunately, NADMO came around 1996, that by the Act 517 that established us. That is where we actually made it known, real management for disasters that were happening. Previously, people even saw disasters as like a curse. When your house is burnt, it means that you might have done wrong, or your grandfather or grandmother might have done something wrong. That's why you are being punished by God or by nature. So we are not seeing it from that perspective. But when that book came, we realized we just want to put it down for the people to know that not all disasters or the disasters are cursed. They are not cursed. They are hazards that we've been living with, which we have not been managing them well. And this hazard will trigger off disasters. And when it trigger off disasters, the people that are affected, the victims, must be helped. And that is where NADMO comes in.
That was the disaster control officer of NADMO, Asmaning Odemensa.